Hi, beautiful souls. You're very welcome to this cosmic guidance for this full moon in Taurus with myself, Hazel Halley, for the 12th of November 2019. So this full moon in the sign of Taurus, the bull, likes security, stability, the pleasures and luxuries in life. But we are still in Scorpio season, so this is ruling over death, rebirth and transformation. So this full moon is bringing in strong value. It is bringing up questions like, what does our body want? And then Scorpio and Mercury retrograde is bringing in other questions. Like, what does our soul want? So Taurus is very practical sign. What is valuable to us? Are we holding on to too much? Holding on to certain things, aspects, habits? What can we release? So transforming and renewing ourselves, doing some soul searching, maybe feeling the longing for soul tribe and for growth. Taurus also likes things on its own terms. And with Scorpio, this is out of Taurus's hands. Also, responsibility coming in. What do you really need in a spiritual sense and in a physical sense? And we are kind of reminded that we are always looking for the next thing, when in fact, if we just slow down, we have everything we need. So it is again appreciating what we have, although we are creating our next chapter. It is bringing in the gratitude and really boiling down your values. So as ever, beautiful souls, we do have a really powerful spread ahead, and we will just take a moment to shift our awareness, tune into Mother Gaia, tune into Venus, and then tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available. So, beautiful souls, our first card and the question that I asked for us for this full moon in Taurus is, what is our current state during this full moon? And we got the Six of Swords. So in this card, there is, it looks like a young boy. And he is in a boat. But this boat is gold and it's going over lava. There is 6 swords and there is some lightning coming down from a geometric shape. Sorry, beautiful souls, I'm just after turning on me little light there so I can see the cards a bit better. There is a big hole actually just at the top of where the boat is going over, and some of these swords are being sucked down into the hole. There is also a pink snake and a leopard going after the snake. There is a big mountain behind it, but it's made of gold. And there's also a mask with some veins coming out, and it is blue. It has different coloured patterns and it's blown out some blue smoke. So at the moment we are at the transitional phase. We are stepping into the unknown, where our strength and courage, determination, with speaking our truth, with being our own creator, our own masters, also as well, I am reminded of one of the motivational speeches that I shared about not letting the situations on the outside get on the inside. So again, although there is a big hole and the boat could easily go down it, he is not letting his fears stop him from going headfirst into the unknown and creating his own reality. He has the ambition and drive to venture into this unknown and test his growth, his resilience. I have just noticed a dolphin in the background as well in this gold water. Okay, maybe it's water and not lava. No, there's some red in it as well. It's definitely lava. The dolphin is bringing in joy. Sorry, I did get sidetracked. So this is our current state for this full moon in Taurus. We are in the transitional, but we are heading into the unknown with our strength, courage, with the drive for growth, with testing our abilities, our resilience. Our next one is, where are we being subconsciously stubborn? And we got the 10 of Swords, and it is reversed. So when we see the 10 of Swords upright, we can see there is a black box, and this box is just on top of a tree stump with some roots coming out of it. There is also a sword and what looks like, I want to say, an anvil. I think that's the word for it. There's a gold one of them. There is two men coming out of this cube. One has black and purple and is shooting some lightning out of his finger tip, and the other has some swords plunging through him. There's some gold smoke coming from the bottom of his body, so we can just see from their torso up coming out of this cube, there's purple and black smoke on one, gold on the other. Their two hands is just touching while they're falling backwards. There's also some swords above, like raining down. There is a big purple face as well in the background, and there is a little bit of blood on the floor. So this is a realization and transmutation of your old self into your new self, of the aspects, the habits, patterns, the ways of being that no longer serve and that are not you in this present moment. We are forced to give up the old way of being for the new, to build on solid foundations, on stronger growth and self-power. We are adjustable and flexible to the changes and raises and levels of our vibration and energy fields. But it is reversed. So at the moment, we are maybe not integrating all of our experiences and challenges and adversity into growth. Again, responsibility is coming in strong. Maybe we are blaming others. Maybe we are projecting, deflecting, instead of taking responsibility for patterns, for choices, for our own energy that we put out, for not taking the time to give ourselves some self-love and self-care. So where are we being subconsciously stubborn? It is with integrating and releasing these old aspects, these old ways of being, old patterns. Using these for our growth, for our next chapter. So responsibility and forgiveness coming in strong with our subconscious for this full moon in Taurus. Our next one is, how can we be more open to change? And we did get two for this question. Our first one we got is the Prince of Pentacles. And as I said and mentioned before, I absolutely love this Prince of Pentacles. It is a horse that is made out of wheels, or yeah, wheels that is like made up of a clock. If you'd open a watch or a clock, you'd see these little wheels that make it up. This horse that is made up of this, his legs is made of tree trunks. house. It is then standing on tree stumps of trees with some roots, and there is a scroll at the bottom. The King of Pentacles is sitting on the horse. He is looking at a being that is projecting out of a little speaker from a yellow shot of light. He's also in a cave. There's some light language above him. There is also some geometric shapes, and down the bottom, the floor is just this amazing pink, purple, orange, and green colour. So the Prince of Pentacles is bringing in an adventure, but he is also, excuse me, bringing in stability and solving problems with ease, with grace, with a calm temper. He is tapping into his own wisdom, consistently creating his own reality. Being adaptable to change, harnessing his power of creation. Also bringing in focus, discipline. Resilience to pushing forward and getting what he has to get done, what he wants to create and manifest. And our next one for this same question is the Two of Wands, and this is reversed. So in this card, there is a man. He is standing on top of a high-rise building. He is standing on a little platform, and this platform has like lightning bolts coming out of it. It also has a gold snake. We can see some gold triangle pyramids in the background. We can see just the top of lots of buildings. He is nearly touching the cosmos. He's holding two wands. He has a snood and a hood on. He has an amazing geometric shape on his chest, and blue or purple, kind of like trousers, shorts. So he is seeing things from a higher perspective, from a higher vantage point, integrating his own infinite wisdom and that he has learned from previous lifetimes and from others. He is choosing his opportunities and next steps wisely. He is standing out from the crowd, rising above, taking the risk to create what he desires. But it is reversed. So at the moment, maybe we are not seeing things from a higher viewpoint. Maybe we are not tapping into this infinite wisdom and being stuck in a little rut of what we know. Again, this is the Taurus energy coming in with the Scorpio. As I mentioned at the start in the intro, this is these two energies kind of, I don't want to say fighting for control, but trying to do their thing at the same time. So how can we be more open to change? We can bring in our problem solving with the Prince of Pentacles. We're tapping into our own infinite wisdom to create what we desire, what we want to manifest. Bringing in that diligence, that resilience, the adventure also. And we can also, with the Two of Wands, again, fuel our imagination with what we want to create. Set our dreams, goals, desires as high as possible. Releasing any fears or limitations surrounding what we can manifest. Knowing our self-worth. Again, watching these conversations that play in our subconscious and reprogramming them with what we want to create. And our next one, beautiful souls, is where can we show more gratitude? And we got the Princess of Wands, and she is reversed. So when she is upright, there is a woman. She is kind of nearly transparent, but the colors that are going through her is white, gold, blue and purple. She is standing on a grid, an energy grid. There is two lightning bolts coming out at either side of her feet. She is just lit up with these colours. Her hair is red. Above her is a wand, a broken egg, some gold frequency above her, and some amazing multicolours behind her. There's just so many sparks and ideas flying around with the Princess of Wands, bringing in and igniting this spark of creation, of action, of ideas, of possibilities, of opportunities. Again, she is after releasing any fears, any limiting beliefs, and pushing forward with what she wants to create. Spark and new ideas. But she is reversed, so maybe there is too much energy action and ideas, and it's not being grounded, it's not being focused. There needs to be more clarity. So where can we show gratitude? Well, we can show gratitude to our divine masculine energy, that does put into action. That is the fire. That is the protector. Again, as I am always saying, these two energies need to be balanced so we can show gratitude to this energy, to these amazing ideas, opportunities that are being downloaded now, that are coming into our reality. Again, not listening to the fears, not listening to the ego trying to second guess how big these ideas, these opportunities, this growth is. So really being grateful for all these ideas, trusting them, nurturing them, but grounding is coming in strong, grounding them. Our next one, beautiful souls. What emotion can we release, transmute, and integrate? We got two for this also. So the first card we got is the princess. Oh no, sorry, the Queen of Pentacles. This is actually an amazing Queen of Pentacles. She is coming up out of the ground, like roots of a tree. There's two big green lightning bolts shooting down from her hands into a flower that has a gold strand of DNA coming up out of it. She is in the forest. There is lots of amazing wildlife, trees, flowers around her. Her crown is made of leaves. There's the pentacle behind her. Just amazing colors. Queen of Pentacles is bringing in nurturing, growth, fertility, working and striving and creating the life that she desires. Linked also to the materialism. So when she did come up, that's what I felt so strong about, especially as I mentioned in the introduction. Coming back to that question, what do you really value? What do you really need? Again, I'm not saying we don't need material things, we do, but it's bringing it back to focus, to clarity, to grounding, to what you really want. So maybe you have to release the want, the desires, or the accumulation. Because Lord knows, I don't know why I said Lord knows, but it came in there. Lord knows that we all accumulate so much materialistic stuff in this incarnation. And as I mentioned before, we can't take material things with us when we go, just memories. So again, bringing that back down to values. Our next one we got is the Eight of Pentacles. And in this card, he is standing on a I don't want to say Rubik's Cube, but that's kind of what it looks like. But it's gold and it's a bit more hollow. He is in some clouds. These are multicolored. He is standing on this cube made up of black and blue and purple. There is just pentacles and little planets going all around him. Leading up to a star at the top, and then at the back we can just see a big orb of light that is purple and yellow. So the Eight of Pentacles is downloading his infinite wisdom. He is doing what he loves. He is creating his own reality, connected to Source, to his infinite awareness. But he has come up in this question for releasing, integrating and transmutating. So maybe there is some fears again surrounding that you cannot strive and create a reality doing what you love, doing what lights you up. So releasing the fears, transmutating them into love, into light, into the knowing that you are exactly where you need to be, that you are creating your own reality. And our final two tarot before I move on to the oracle is a message from the universe. So the first one we got is the Tower. Oh God. So in the Tower, as I said, this is an amazing tower. It looks like a spaceship. It is purple, gold, black. It has three levels. There is a wardrobe on it saying Hansa, H-A-N-S-A. There is what looks like the all-seeing eye on either level. Just around this tower there is humongous stones, and I don't know why I said the word humongous, but it came in. There is just lots of beings flying out of this tower on fire. There is a big purple lightning bolt striking down. There is a planet behind it also on fire. And then in the background, it looks like a spaceman. And then down the very bottom, we can just see a transparent figure about to enter the tower. So again, the tower, I don't think needs an introduction. What needs to fall apart to be built on solid foundation? What is no longer in alignment? What is no longer in your frequency? Remember, when we release, transmute and integrate, we can then embody more levels of light, more infinite awareness, make room for more growth, more of what is in alignment and is meant to be in our life at this moment. Our next one and final tarot is the same question, another message from the universe, and we got the High Priestess. And it's funny because we actually got her in the Atlantis as well, so the High Priestess is coming in strong in this card. This High Priestess is standing in the middle of a jungle. There is an amazing beam of light behind her. There is just all green. She's nearly camouflaging in with the scenery around her. One of her arms is turning into like the wing of a phoenix or an eagle. There is lightning coming out of one hand, lightning coming behind her, snakes wrapping around her. The cosmos above, the earth below. So, the High Priestess is bringing in our connectedness to the cosmos, to the earth, our own infinite wisdom, gifts, talents, abilities, inner awareness, in our knowingness, inviting us to tap into this power, to see in a different spectrum what these energies have to offer from the cosmos and Mother Nature, Gaia. Our next card is the energy that we can most work with for this full moon, and it is action. Taking action towards what we really desire, what we really value, what our soul is longing for, calling for. Taking these steps to again transmute, integrate, and release, leaving room as again for more light, for more opportunities, for more soul tribe, and for more love to come into our lives. Our next one we got is Winter, and it is the Wolf card. Take care of your needs. So this has come to us now because at the moment we are going through this transition. We may feel the need to hibernate, to curl up in a ball. But it is reminding us that this force within us is guiding us and encouraging us to keep moving forward, reminding us that the light in us will keep us going through these times of integration and transmutation. It is also reminding us that wolves work all year round. They do work in a pack, but they can work alone. So you may be feeling the need to work alone, and this energy from the wolves is helping you settle into your own sacred space, enjoying your own company. We do have the opportunity now to move beyond our fears. As I did mention in the start, things are being illuminated that we have buried deep. But again, knowing what we have illuminated, unearthed, is creating more space for growth, for miracles, for opportunities. Thank you. Our next one, beautiful souls, is Saint Germain, coming in with Karma releasing. Move beyond drama, create your own path, make room for good energy. So Saint Germain is coming in with the violet flame of transmutation, helping us to release some karma, some limiting patterns. He is reminding us that not all karma is ours. Again, we are born into ancestral lineages to transmute some of this karma. But we can also take karma on from people that we help out of problems. They kind of keep getting themselves back into these problems. And again, this is boiling down to choices. And that is our last card after the other two to wrap this up. So that is, again, boiling down to choices. So if somebody is helped out of a problem and then they just keep getting back into it and creating the problem, we can take on that karma. So again, Saint Germain is coming with the violet flame of transmutation to release this, the weight of this world, our loved ones, that may be on our shoulders. He is reminding us now of the old patterns, the old limiting beliefs that are releasing. Invoking this amazing violet flame of transmutation to release what is no longer serving. Our next card is the amazing Source Dragon, attuning us to the infinite. An amazing, powerful dragon. I think this is maybe one of the most powerful out of the deck. And this dragon does have a little infinity symbol above his head. So, excuse me, these amazing dragons basically help for the divine will to turn our dreams and wishes into reality. They actually step down the light to a ninth dimensional frequency so that we can access it. They walk and act as portals of light. And in this, we can connect with the energies of the infinite. So the Source Dragon has come to us for this full moon in Taurus, as it is a time for stillness, for introspection, for awareness, breathing in this source light, helping to bring into fruition dreams that we have been manifesting. Also becoming our own creator. So sitting still and inviting this amazing source dragon to breathe this source light into your energy field, helping you to tap into that infinite awareness. Our next one is the High Priestess from the Atlantis deck, and I did say we got this twice, so the High Priestess is coming in strong. The High Priestess of Atlantis were highly evolved women who were honored and revered for their compassion, understanding, and selfless service to their people. They embodied feminine wisdom and channeled guidance from the Intergalactic Council for the development of Atlantis. In order to develop their powers and incredible psychic and spiritual skills, they undertook extraordinary initiations to test themselves and to maintain their sixth dimensional frequency. Intuition. This is a card of feminine power and wisdom. Do not rely on logic or rational thought at this time. If you choose the High Priestess, you are called on to use your intuition and psychic gifts. Respond to challenges from your deepest knowing, for the answers lie within. You are reminded to work with total integrity and compassion. Access your wisdom and listen to your intuition. Amazing. And our final card, beautiful souls, to wrap this up is choices. When you worry about decisions, it means your mind is trying to control your life and that the results in choices made from your ego. Your angel guidance is to consider and evaluate all the options and let go of your head and choose from your heart. That which gives you greatest joy and feels right. Do not act from foolish impulse, however, rather from divinely prompted inspiration. Make choices for the highest good. Remember that if something is not for your highest good, it certainly is not for the highest good of those around you. So let go of false feelings of responsibility for others and choose with wisdom. Become still and attune your soul. Ask your angels for guidance and help. Then from your point of inner stillness, make your choices easily and spontaneously. The affirmation, I choose for my highest good. Thank you, beautiful souls, as ever, for joining me for this full moon in Taurus cosmic guidance. Thank you for shining your light and thank you for sharing your voice. Remember, it is needed in order for this universe to harmonize. I hope you all enjoy the amazing frequencies from this full moon. I will be back soon. I should also have the 11:11 meditation up by the time you are listening to this. Be sure to check it out, and it is also able to be used after the 11:11. It is going to be a meditation to connect with our infinite awareness. Remember, if you would like a personal reading, you can catch me here through Anchor, through Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555, or you can head over to my website, Cosmic Angel 555, simplesite.com, SITE. Love and light, beautiful souls. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.